This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, we're going with you right now. We are at your service. My name is Johnny Rabbit. I forgot a couple of things. Our guest, Ryan Grice. Ryan, have you seen the movie A Man Called Otto by any chance?
I've not seen that yet.
Have you heard about it?
I've heard. It has Tom Hanks in it, right?
Tom Hanks is in it.
Okay.
I just had our official reviewer, James J. Gribben, Esquire, reports that he and his accomplice, Rose, liked it and gave raves to the acting of Tom Hanks. Somebody else also said it was a very depressing movie. I don't know. But Mr. Gribben also said that the popcorn cost more than his ticket to the show. And I don't think he was kidding. Oh, and I've got to finalize, you heard John Gunther's five places that he said you got to take a look at. My five buildings in downtown St. Louis, bounded by 4th and Tucker, Lucas and Market, are the Missouri Athletic Club. Really take a close look at that all the way to the top, because it changes. What you see in the first couple of floors is different than the next three or four floors, and then it gets different again. The Orpheum Theater, one of my favorites, at 9th and St. Charles. And what a beautiful building from 1917. The 1010 Pine Street Southwestern Bell Building, which kind of similar to our Park Pacific building. We did talk about the Railway Exchange, and also on my list is the Civil Courts Building. Well, our guest is Ryan Grice, and what Ryan's going to tell us about, I guess, is somewhat of a mystery story about a painting. A painting that, so to speak, has been kind of hanging around St. Louis. So it's not hanging anywhere right now, is it?
No, it's not. It's been, it was acquired by the St. Louis Public Schools back in 1902.
Now, why did they... Now, this is not a St. Louis artist that did
this. It's not a St. Louis artist. It's an artist from the greater Cincinnati area.
His name?
His name is Frank Duveneck, and he was part of the Society of Western Artists. It was a group that was really made up to help promote Midwest artists. At the time, they had a lot of competition from the East Coast. They had galleries. They had exhibition halls. And the artists there naturally had an upper hand in selling their art. And so this was a way to gather a group of Midwest artists that were really interested in producing art and living and having a comfortable life in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. So this was a painting that Frank Duveneck created. And it was, again, it was acquired by the St. Louis Public Schools in 1902 as a way to help educate and inspire area schools and area students. You know, obviously at the time they didn't have much in the way of being able to, find out about U.S. artists and being inspired. And
sure.
Even at the time, a lot of museums weren't in existence. And so this was a way to bring the art to the school.
So it went to, that's not one painting. They had a big archive, didn't they?
They have a pretty nice archive. And at this time they acquired, I believe it was 5 or 6 paintings to their collection from this Society of Western Artists. So, These were purchased by a series of donations by some of the area's most wealthy philanthropists, and then turned around and donated to the school. And there was a promotion within the St. Louis Post-Dispatch at the time to draw or to figure out which schools were going to be the schools to get these five paintings. Mm-hmm. And the Duveneck painting titled Yacht Harbor was the top prize.
Wow, that's great.
I believe it was purchased at the time for about $250 to $300. And to give you an idea of the value today, it's worth between $100,000 and $200,000.
Ryan, that's incredible. And it's just sitting on the floor somewhere?
Yeah, so back in 2020, I was interested in this artist. He happens to hail from where I grew up. And so I had this big, dumb question in my head. Had Frank Duveneck ever been to St. Louis? And long story short, I found out that not only had he been to St. Louis, but he was at the 1904 World's Fair and had a piece there and was part of the jury exhibition, one of the jury members for the paintings group. And he had three paintings there, and I figured out where two of them were. And this one piece, Yacht Harbor, I could not find. I could not locate. And so I spent the larger part of a year trying to track this painting down.
Wow.
Really by mere curiosity. All I had to go on was some documentation from the St. Louis Art Museum, a black and white photo of the painting on the wall during the World's Fair. And again, that's by and large all I had to go on. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to create this timeline from 1902 till today. And there were some huge gaps in there. And what I realized was that twice in the 120-year history of this painting, the painting itself has been lost. And so once in the 1930s...
What happened to it then?
It was sitting in a dusty corridor of one of the school buildings.
Uh-huh.
They didn't really know what they had at the time. It had been sitting there likely for decades. And the Cincinnati Art Museum was doing an exhibition on Frank Duveneck and knew that the St. Louis Public Schools owned the piece. But again, the individuals at the school had no idea that this painting had been sitting there for decades. And so it was found and then ultimately exhibited and put into a safe downtown St. Louis at the Board of Education building. And then it was on loan for 60 years at the St. Louis Art Museum. And they took meticulous documentation on it. And then it was in the 90s, I believe, kind of pulled back. The superintendent at the time of the St. Louis Public Schools wanted that painting back.
Mm-hmm.
And
why did they want it back?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm not sure. And so what ultimately happened to it was it hung in the archives building, which was a former school on King's Highway.
Hmm.
And then in the late 90s, I believe, or early 2000s, actually, late 90s or early 2000s, the building itself was sold. And all of the archives and all of the artworks that were sitting in there kind of had to make a mad rush out the door to somewhere else, right? And so they were kind of hastily removed and moved to wherever. And we didn't know where that wherever was. I didn't know. And so a lot of research, a lot of interviewing with the former archivist, again, just to fill in that timeline to figure out where the heck this painting could be. Mm-hmm. Because in speaking with the superintendent, Dr. Calvin Adams, and a few other people at St. Louis Public Schools, they were not familiar with the painting. They were not familiar with the artist. And so, all of this effort almost went went, you know, was I don't know, you know, ultimately, we had a few strokes of luck. We found, I believe they worked with someone at the Missouri History Museum, mm-hmm. who came in at one point and documented all of the archives and artworks with photographs. Sure. And that was my first image, color image of the painting Yacht Harbor. And I felt like that was a huge relief, and that motivated me to keep going on. And ultimately, we did find it. It was at one of the essentially abandoned school buildings.
Hmm. And just sitting there.
Just sitting there. It was on the floor, propped up against the wall with other artworks stacked on top of it or in front of it. And one thing that I noticed was that there was now a tear in the painting just above the signature. So I'm guessing that whatever company moved all of the archives and all of the paintings weren't really the type that cared too much right. about yeah, how it
not.
Made it there.
Yeah,
the quality of it, no. you know, when it got there.
But what a value that it has today. But what's going to happen to it?
That's a great question.
Now, how did you get involved in it? Why
sure.
you? Why are you the person trying to save this painting?
Yeah, I get asked that quite a bit. I guess the short answer is I've got pretty much no skin in the game. I'm not an art historian. This just came upon me at a time where I was growing increasingly interested in this artist, Frank Duveneck. I realized that I had been influenced by him at an early age, again, being from that same area, seeing his artwork at the museum, at the libraries, but I really didn't remember that until around 2019. And then just by default of my nature, I started inquiring and looking into it and researching it, and all of it led to this. So I don't own the painting. But
the schools own the painting.
The school owns the painting.
They don't want to sell it.
They don't want to sell it. That's right. They would like to give it to someone on long-term loan, whether it's a public institution or a corporation, someone that's willing to not only display it, but also restore it and conserve it.
Doesn't necessarily mean someone here in St. Louis. Could be Cincinnati, Covington, Kentucky, where he's from.
Correct, correct. They would prefer it be someone within the local St. Louis area. But I got involved, and I would love to see this painting back on the wall, given high regard once again, 120 years later, and see it in a state of care once again.
We're going to talk more about this mysterious painting that is discovered, but the future for the painting is unknown at this time. I do know something about our future. Joe Vaccaro will be in studio with us here just a little bit. Joe Vaccaro is an alderman in the city of St. Louis. You may have seen him recently, a lot of newscasts talking about the aldermanic pay increase. We'll talk more about that later on. This is At Your Service, and I'm Johnny Rabbit at KMOX. See, you said it, and you did it. Look, it's right there. And you played KMOX, and you found Ryan Grice on the other end of your radio. He's here at the microphone right now. We were talking about this Frank Duveneck painting worth how much money?
Currently, it's worth between $100,000 and $200,000.
How do you describe the art? Is this a classical art, or it's not modernistic? It's
No. Again, he lived from 1848 until 1919, mm-hmm. so the late 19th to early 20th century. And he is credited for being one of the first artists to really bring in the Munich style of painting to the United States. And he was an artist that painted in realism. Realism isn't necessarily the type of high detail that you would think of, possibly. But realism refers to the type of subject matter that one might paint. So at the time, the Hudson School of Art mm-hmm. was really painting these idyllic landscapes, kind of romanticist style of painting. And Duveneck, on the other hand, was bringing in people off the street to paint. Mm-hmm. The subject matter was real. It was gritty. And the Munich style was tended to be these darker, thicker brush strokes, where if you can imagine a subject standing in front of a black background where you don't really know where the silhouette of the individual ends and the background begins. So these really dramatic pieces with dramatic lighting, and he's credited for really kind of changing a little bit of the artistic landscape.
His paintings are in museums now. I mean, he's not a forgotten artist.
He's forgotten in a lot of aspects, but correct. There are a lot of museums around the United States that own Duveneck paintings, etchings, and sculptures. And the St. Louis Art Museum is one of them. They own, I believe, two or three etchings, as well as one or two paintings. One is on permanent display. It's a painting it's called The Bridges. It was painted in Florence, Italy, which Duveneck spent several good years there of painting and teaching as well.
Hmm. Now, what about the art museum? Would they want this painting back?
That's interesting. You know, I'm not sure that they necessarily want this painting back. They, from what I heard, at the time, in the early 2000s, they asked the superintendent if they could continue keeping it on loan, but that effort was denied. Mm. And right now, you know, I don't believe that they are necessarily interested in it. There is a cost associated with pulling this in and conserving it and restoring it. Plus, let's be honest, times change. Artistic interests change. You know, it could be a matter of the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The board of, at the museum that would like... paintings to reflect a different style or a different vibe. So Frank Duveneck paintings are amazing pieces of artwork, but they don't necessarily fit into a lot of museums' interests or portfolios today. Not to say they won't, though, in the future.
You have brought a newspaper clipping there, and that's a picture of the picture, and this was from when?
Yeah, so I have an old newspaper scrap from 1936, and the title of the article is Forgotten Oil Painting in School, Valuable Canvas. So again, I mentioned over the course of 120-something years, this particular Duveneck painting has been lost and found twice. And this is the first time it was lost. It was back in 1936. The Cincinnati Art Museum was interested in putting together a retrospective exhibition on Frank Duveneck. And they knew that the St. Louis Public Schools owned this particular piece that they wanted to use. So they contacted them. And the St. Louis Public Schools didn't really know where it was. Mm. And after a lot of looking around, it was found in this dark corridor of one of the school buildings with a nice layer of dust on it, far from the opulence of hanging on the St. Louis Art Museum wall back in 1904.
I have a feeling that an institution that may have an interest in this is the Mercantile Art Museum in St. Louis, part of the Mercantile Library, University of Missouri, St. Louis, which is having a big expansion for exhibition space. And I am on the board of the Art Museum, and I think one of the things that we found there in their old location, which was at Broadway and Locust, on the top floor, the fifth floor of a six-story building, when they were about to move out, there's big bookcases and bookcases, and way on the top of this was found this very large, and I should know the painting, but I can't, but it was absolutely black because of coal dust over who knows how many years.
Yeah.
And now it is presented right in their main lobby area of the Mercantile Library. So that's a place that might be interested in this. Are you going to contact people? You're going out and giving a pitch?
I would love to. I have done a little bit of that, but not much yet. Mm-hmm. I've wanted St. Louis Public Schools to get their first shot at kind of, utilizing their connections and their networks. But I definitely continue to what I call be the gadfly, because I'm not done with this project. I didn't imagine it would take this long to not only find the painting, but to secure it in a good environment again. But I'm not one to quit, so I'm going to see this through.
Well, it's also making a good documentary here, or at least a podcast or something to document all of the things that have gone on with this mysterious painting going back to 1902. Was that when it was painted in 1902?
It was painted in 1902, and it was sold to St. Louis in 1902.
And if people want to reach you, is there? Do you have a way? If somebody says, I can help with this, or I'd like to look into it?
Sure, definitely.
How do they do that?
My email is Ryan Grice, that's G-R-E-I-S, as in Sam, at gmail.com.
Ryan Grice at gmail.com.
Correct. And I also teach on the side, and I've got a website that you can find my contact information as well. It's drawn.studio.
What is that again?
Drawn, D-R-A-W-N, dot studio.
Dot studio. We've got it. We'll continue this mystery. And maybe it'll be resolved. Maybe the next time we meet, it's going to have a whole
game. I hope one day it is.
Thanks for all your hard work on this.
I appreciate it, Johnny Rabbit.
And I appreciate John Polonius, too, for being involved in this project as well.
He wrote a great book on Charles Parsons.
That's a book for another time. Though, but it is. It is a book.
We'll get
life
him in
and,
here.
Yeah, the life and Charles is going to come in?
I
hope not.
Charles Parsons has been dead for quite a while.
I know he has.
John will come in here.
Missouri's Charles Parsons, Between Art and War, an interesting book. My name is Johnny Rabbit. Our show is at your service. Joe Vaccaro, alderman in St. Louis, is going to be next here on KMOX. That's it. Then this is Johnny Rabbit at your service. It's 2:33 in St. Louis at KMOX, and Joe Vaccaro is here. And Joe, who's your associate here? This is
my chief of staff, Greg Meyer. In fact, Greg actually holds the record as the most announced as the honorable guest at the Board of Aldermen. He sits with me at my desk at every meeting.
Is that right? Well, no place else to go, huh?
No, it keeps me off the streets.
Gosh, well, and he's got a beautiful uniform that you've given him. It's very nice, very official looking.
You remember that song, Nothing from Nothing?
Oh, yeah,
that's what I pay
Billy
him.
Preston.
So he gets paid nothing.
Well, you're going to have all this new money coming in with
I would strongly hope, and I've been saying this over and over and over again, in my opinion, we're overpaid to start with.
How much is it?
Almost $40,000 a year with the per diem.
Yeah.
The county council, which is way bigger area, only gets 20. A state rep that has a gigantically large area only gets about 38. So, for these guys to say, well, we're worth around what's going to turn out to be around $80,000 is an absolute slap in the face to every police officer, firefighter, the people that pick up our trash. A police officer's only in the 50s. I mean, and I'll watch my language. we got a delay button, I hope. But but what I can say is, it is absolutely crazy. I am just opposed to it.
Well, who's for it? Who? Where did it come from?
Apparently 17 people voted for it last week. 17 older people voted for it last week. I would hope it's going to take 15 for it to pass.
Okay, now how many older people do we have now?
28.
28, and that's going to be cut to?
27.
27.
Well, 27.
Because the one seat is empty since Megan Green is now the president of the board.
So that's going to be reduced to?
14.
That's for sure.
That's for sure.
And the wards are going to be larger.
Double.
Sure.
Coverage.
They'll be double. But, when you look at it, and you say, well, it's going to be twice as many people. Well, back 15, 20 years ago, when there were more people living in the city, those smaller areas did represent a lot more people. So, and on top of this, they want a two-person staff. So not only, this is not the right thing to do.
What staff? And what do you mean by a staff?
Well, each alder person would get two people to do the job. Because it will still be a part-time job, even though they'll say, well, technically we do like 38 hours. No. We don't have to show up. So when you say technically, well, we're probably answering phone calls and doing stuff, sure. Yeah, we might be. But you know the salary. You know what it pays. Before you bother to take the darn thing, don't take it. If you don't like the money, don't do the job. You got that wherever you work. If you go interview for a job, and they say, this is what we're going to pay you to do it, and you don't like that salary, then don't do the job.
Mm-hmm.
But to say, gee, you know what? We're the only group in the city of St. Louis that is going to be able to double our own salary. The firefighters, police, medics. A paramedic has to go through years of school.
Oh, sure.
Have a license. All we have to do is win a popularity contest.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, I'm not that great. I won a popularity contest. It didn't make me smarter than anybody on the block.
Now, what about summer? Are you still have the summers off, or are there activities in the summer?
Well, yeah. I mean, during the summer months, you're off. You're off for a long Christmas break. You got a spring break that you're off. So there's a lot of time off.
It does depend on what you mean by being off. There are no board meetings during that time, mm-hmm. but you still have people calling you saying, my trash wasn't picked up. My sidewalk needs to be repaired. Yeah. Can you help me with this issue? So
yeah, and you have to respond.
Yes.
Well, you should.
Yeah, you should. And hopefully everybody does.
I respond to all my constituents.
I believe that. Now, what is the geographic boundaries of the 23rd Ward right now, the ward that exists?
The ward as it exists now, if you're familiar with the neighborhoods, it's more or less the Tillis Park and Lindenwood Park area.
Mm-hmm.
St. Joan of Arc Church, Epiphany Church by Catholic churches. So it's at southwest end of the city. The new ward...
What would be the number of the new ward?
The new ward... will be, and the one I'd be in would be the fourth ward.
Fourth ward. Now, that's going to be a lot bigger area.
Yeah, it starts at...
Chippewa.
Yeah.
City limits. Then goes up to Clayton, Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right
on the east, it's Hampton. And then when you get to Manchester, it goes east to Macklin. And then up Macklin to Oakland. But basically, it's between the city limits and Hampton from Chippewa up to Oakland.
I see. Well, okay, that's a lot bigger.
It is, but you know what? The NSOs, NIS, the Neighborhood Improvement Specialists, the one that was doing the 23rd and 24th Ward, which is the same territory, they were doing that and answering calls and doing it for a lot less than what the aldermen want to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and this isn't a campaign thing. This is just something that I think is just crazy. You know, to say, you know, I'm repeating myself, but I think it's just crazy.
What happens now? It's been proposed?
Well, it actually has been perfected because everybody's like, oh, well, we'll change it to a lower level. But they didn't do that. They perfected it. So that means that this Friday, they could take a vote to raise their salary. And I hope to God, the mayor likes the veto stuff. This is one she should veto.
So she has the veto power.
It's a board bill. So I would think that she has that power to veto it. And I believe she should. I don't know if she will. She vetoes other stuff.
So you think it's going to pass then, as far as the board is concerned?
Well, I would say that people should look at who's voting for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's wrong. And I just absolutely think it's wrong. And until we can pay our employees, you know, I mean,
did notice that one of the alder persons who is running for re-election abstained and did not vote on it because that way, you know, they're not going to be increasing their own salary by their vote.
Hmm. He's the only one, that's actually my good friend, it's Shane. He's running unopposed, so he has to abstain because otherwise he would be voting on his own salary increase.
How many people are going to run, for example, in your ward? I mean, are there several people running for the aldermanic position now? And when is the election?
Well, there's three people running in the new fourth ward.
I see.
And
are they aldermen or?
Well, yeah, myself, and then there's another alderman, and then another person, citizen, that's running. And yes, the first Tuesday in March.
March 7th.
And the first Tuesday in April. And you're going to be in both because there are, even though we're Democrats for the most part, there you can't run as a Democrat in the city anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And the other crazy part, you can vote for everybody on the ballot on the first go round. So the top two.
It's so weird.
Yeah, well, the top two run off against each other. So if somebody gets 99% of the vote, he's still got to run against the other person that got 1%.
Gosh darn it. How strange.
It is strange.
It really is. How long, Joe, have you been in office?
14 years.
Wow.
Yep. And, you know, I think I have a reputation of taking care of my constituency. Mm-hmm.
With that.
You know, I also get myself in trouble sometimes with, because I will say whatever's on my mind, and sometimes it doesn't work so well, but I've never professed to be any more than just a Southside, I say Southside Hoosier, but a Southside working class person. You know, whether it was the car wash and auto repair, you know.
You had that business on Hampton.
Oh, yeah, I had that.
For a long time.
Oh, yeah, I had that a long time. I sold it way back because after I got elected, I found that you couldn't do both things and do both things well.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't run the car wash and make sure the cars were coming out right and, and answer constituent calls because you can have somebody answer the calls for you. You can tell them to call Citizen Service Bureau.
Sure.
But.
And they're very, very good. Citizen Service Bureau does a good job.
It is, but, you know, I like and prefer people also call me because this way I go to their house, I look at what the problem is, and I can get a hold of the heads of the different departments.
Now, Greg, what is your official title?
I am a house husband. Yes, I'm a retired teacher, and my wife is younger than I am. She's still working, so I'm a house husband.
And what about with Joe? What is your...
I'm his chief of staff.
Chief of staff.
My salary is very high.
I bet it is.
So, yeah.
All right, we're going to come back. Oh, I have a pen and paper ready.
And I'm mad at you because you abandoned us when I was in McBride High School, and so I couldn't blab it to the rabbit anymore.
Not anymore.
Because you left, so yes.
That's very nice to remember that. There we were, right? Catty corner across from McBride High School.
Yes.
Next to the park floor, 1600 North Kings Highway.
Sure.
Yeah, Sherman Park. Those are great days, great memories. Thank you for remembering. Greg and Joe Vaccaro, alderman from the 23rd Ward, soon to be the 4th Ward. We'll be right back. And did you bring the recipe?
Which one?
You told me you were going to bring the spaghetti sauce recipe.
Oh man. Darn.
We'll be right back at KMOX. Darn it. At your service, this is Johnny Rabbit. Greg and Joe are here. Joe is the alderman, and Greg is the chief of staff of Alderman Joe Vaccaro. Joe... Well, you really let us down. You said, I want to bring my secret spaghetti sauce recipe. I thought you were kidding. You didn't bring it. No, no.
Well, it's a secret.
It's a secret.
Maybe the next time.
But, you know, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
I do know.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Benicasa, the father of the owner of Seamus McDaniel's on the Hill, we used to hang out at the car wash. And what he told me, and I've done this, instead of using water in the sauce with your tomato paste, he told me to use tomato juice, or V8 juice. It's got the vegetables in it. and you do, and I use the low sodium instead of the water, and it really does make the sauce
much better. See, there's a good tip.
So we'll give you that tip.
We'll have that tip, and we'll get the full recipe sometime. We've had several noted people pass away. Greg Romberg from New Way Construction Supply, concrete work in his private museum that we talked about earlier today. The Antique Warehouse Museum died just a week ago. I believe Bob Kramer or Bob Kramer's Marionettes probably died in the fire, though they haven't made that official announcement, but that seems to be the case at his place over in Laclede. What an interesting place that was. And one of the finest politicians that I know of, and Tom Villa, is 77 years old.
I had the honor of serving with Tom, and Tom was someone that I try to be like. I kind of learned all this under Mr. Slay, not the mayor, but the mayor's dad, that you take care of your constituents, and you don't be a big shot. And if you do that,
good advice.
You're there forever. So, you know, and Tom was like that. You know, Tom would take care of his constituents. Like Greg was saying, his institutional knowledge was just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was just...
Sure, he served as a state representative, served as president of the Board of Aldermen. And I remember talking with him one time when I was in Jefferson City, and his term limits were taking effect. Mm-hmm. So many of the people who had a great deal of knowledge about lawmaking on the state level, they were all being termed out. And so the people who had the most knowledge were the lobbyists, as opposed to the elected officials.
Yeah. It is interesting. A person who's listening today is Joe Holloman from the Post-Dispatch. Have you seen his new column now? It's changed.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do, you know, I have the Post on my, I get it on my phone, so I look at the Post every day,
now it's a political fix.
Right.
Instead of Joe St. Louis, so who knows, you may,
I end up in the paper on the news probably more than most, one, because I'll actually, you know, I give my phone number out to everybody, and then, so then when they call, I answer, and... Sometimes it's things that are more or less not real pleasant to talk about, but I answer, whether or not some of them, you'd want to duck, but what I did find is duck in the paper, duck in the media will only make it more interesting because they'll pursue you.
Well, they will pursue you, yeah.
So you're better off, I just always found... It's better off just to talk unless it's some top secret. When I was a vice president or president, I've hidden top secret papers in my garage.
Right.
Now, that I would avoid. You know, I mean, apparently this seems to be happening on the both sides of the aisle. You know, so, yeah, I can see where I would avoid for that. But,
yeah.
But no, most stuff I'm pretty much out there.
How do they find you, the media? Do they come to, when are you at City Hall? I mean, you're not there every day, are you?
Yeah, I do. I pretty much go every day, and they got my phone number like everyone. I do want to tell you before we lose our time, something that I'm working on that's really exciting.
Okay.
And this was brought to us by Elliot Davis, obviously. But
oh, yeah.
In the county, not the county, but in St. Charles, as the ambulances and police cars are going down the streets, as they get to the lights all turn green in the direction they're going.
Mm-hmm.
That has gotten all the way through. It was perfected last Friday. It goes to E&A, the Board of Estimates and Apportionments, this next week. I'm hoping that by this Friday coming up, that we will actually have this board bill passed, which then it takes a while for them to find the company and get it.
Oh, sure, you know, it would.
But I'm excited about it because, you know, I mean, I've been in an ambulance with getting ready for open heart surgery once they were rushing me to the hospital.
Yeah.
And the one thing you don't want to do is sit at a light or, you know, when you're up around Barnes Hospital and the ambulances can't get around.
Sure. And sometimes there's nowhere for the traffic to go because they're sitting at a red light and there's nowhere for them to go. So it's very difficult for the emergency vehicles to maneuver.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, this is coming up Friday along with this vote for the money.
Yeah.
The increase are staying the same.
Well, let me think. Yeah, it should. Hopefully, it should come up. Yeah, E&A should be this week, so it should come up this Friday.
The aldermanic meetings. When are they? The actual.
Well, they're every Friday. They're finally in person. All the committee hearings are still by Zoom, which I disagree with. I think that they should be in person, because here's my issue with this. We used to go out in the neighborhoods, and we used to have public meetings. And it seems like if you don't have a computer, if you're not computer savvy, if you can't afford a computer, you're out.
Good point. Very
good. You know, we need the COVID stuff's over. When you can put a gazillion people in a party room for Christmas parties and whatever, and you see everybody there, quit using COVID as an excuse. Go back to neighborhood public meetings so that people that, you know, are not computer savvy, that can't afford a computer, can be part of what's going on.
Very, very good point. Really a good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the video? Do they film or tape?
Yeah, and I do like that. They do tape them. And, of course, you know, a lot of people will play back only segments of what they feel like on Facebook. If they dislike something you said, they won't leave. Put anything before or after, just, you know, they'll just use that part, you know.
Well, how do you watch that? Where can you see?
Well, you know, Greg, where do you watch it? Greg watches.
I usually, if it is being, like if a committee hearing is being done through Zoom, I would watch it on my computer.
Mm-hmm. But what about the aldermanic meetings? Are they taped in like an STL TV or somewhere?
Yes.
STL TV.
If you can get STL TV.
There you go.
Whatever system we have, we don't get STL TV.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I guess if you have a computer, you can.
Could maybe on there as well. Boy. Well, the time has gone, Greg. The time has gone, Joe. And where are you headed now? Off to have some big dinner somewhere?
Yeah, home, take a nap.
Take a nap. Yeah, this has been trying for.
He's going to make some spaghetti with that secret sauce that he won't give you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Goodbye, Greg. Goodbye, Joe. And thank you. This is Johnny Rabbit, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Of taking care of my constituency.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with that.
You know, I also get myself in trouble sometimes with, because I will say whatever's on my mind, and sometimes it doesn't work so well. But I've never professed to be any more than just a Southside. I say Southside Hoosier, but a Southside working class person. You know, whether it was the car wash and auto repair, you know.
You had that business on Hampton.
Oh, yeah, I had that.
For a long time.
Oh, yeah, I had that a long time. I sold it way back because after I got elected, I found that you couldn't do both things and do both things well. Mm-hmm. I couldn't run the car wash and make sure the cars were coming out right and, you know, and answer constituent calls, because you can have somebody answer the calls for you. You can tell them to call Citizen Service Bureau.
Sure.
But.
And they're very, very good. Citizen Service Bureau does a good job.
It is, but, you know, I like and prefer people also call me, because this way I go to their house, I look at what the problem is, and I can get a hold of the heads of the different departments.
Now, Greg, what is your official title?
I am a house husband. Yes, I'm a retired teacher, and my wife is younger than I am. She's still working, so I'm a house husband.
And what about with Joe? What is your?
I'm his chief of staff.
Chief of staff.
My salary is very high.
I bet it is.
So, yeah.
All right, we're going to come back. Oh, I have a pen and paper ready.
And I'm mad at you because you abandoned us when I was in McBride High School, and so I couldn't blab it to the rabbit anymore.
Not anymore.
Because you left, so yes.
That's very nice to remember that. There we were, right? Catty corner across from McBride
right across,
High School.
Yes.
Next to the park,
yes.
Lord, 1600
park
North
and
Kings Highway.
Sure.
Yeah, Sherman Park. Those
sure.
are great days, great
oh, yes.
memories. Thank you for remembering. Greg and Joe Vaccaro, alderman from the 23rd Ward, soon to be the 4th Ward. We'll be right back. And did you bring the recipe?
Which one?
You told me you were going to bring the spaghetti sauce recipe.
Oh,
oh
man.
No.
Darn.
We'll be right back at KMOX. Darn it. At your service, this is Johnny Rabbit. Greg and Joe are here. Joe is the alderman, and Greg is the chief of staff of Alderman Joe Vaccaro. Joe, well, you really let us down. You said, I want to bring my secret spaghetti sauce recipe. I thought you were kidding. You didn't bring it. No, no.
Well, it's a secret.
It's a secret.
Maybe the next time.
But, you know, I'll tell you what.
Yes.
I do know.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Benicasa, the father of the owner of Seamus McDaniel's on the Hill,
mm-hmm.
We used to hang out at the car wash. And what he told me, and I've done this, instead of using water in the sauce with your tomato paste,
sure.
He told me to use tomato juice or V8 juice. It's got the vegetables in it. and you do, and I use the low sodium and instead of the water, and it really does make the sauce.
That's a good tip. See, there's a good tip.
So we'll give you that tip.
And we'll have that tip, and we'll get the full recipe sometime. We've had several noted people pass away. Greg Romberg from New Way Construction Supply, concrete work in his private museum that we talked about earlier today. The Antique Warehouse Museum died just a week ago. I believe Bob Kramer or Bob Kramer's Marionettes probably died in the fire, though they haven't made that official announcement, but that seems to be the case at his place over in Laclede. What an interesting place that was. And one of the finest politicians that I know of, and Tom Villa,
is right.
77 years old.
I had the honor of serving with Tom, and Tom was someone that I try to be like. I kind of learned all this under Mr. Slay, not the mayor, but the mayor's dad,
mm-hmm.
that you take care of your constituents and you don't be a big shot. And if you do that,
good advice.
You're there forever. So, you know, and Tom was like that. You know, Tom would take care of his constituents. Like Greg was saying, his institutional knowledge was just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was just...
Sure, he served as a state representative, served as president of the Board of Aldermen, and I remember talking with him one time when I was in Jefferson City, and his term limits were taking effect.
Mm-hmm.
So many of the people who had a great deal of knowledge about lawmaking on the state level, they were all being termed out, and so the people who had the most knowledge were the lobbyists, as opposed to the elected officials.
Yeah. It is interesting. You know, a person who's listening today is Joe Holloman. From the Post-Dispatch, have you seen his new column now? It's changed.
I have the Post on my, I get it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the Post every day and
it's a political fix.
Right.
Instead of Joe St. Louis. So who knows? You may,
I think I end up in the paper on the news probably more than most one because I'll actually... You know, I give my phone number out to everybody, mm-hmm. and then when they call, I answer. And sometimes it's things that are more or less not real pleasant to talk about, but I answer, you know, whether or not I, you know, some of them, you know, you'd want to duck, but what I did find is duck in the paper, duck in the media, will only make it more interesting because they'll pursue you.
Oh, they will pursue you, yeah.
So you're better off, you know, I just always found it's better off just to talk unless it's some top secret. Like
I have
hid my, when I was the vice president or president, I've hidden top secret papers in my garage.
Right.
Now that I would avoid, you know, I mean, apparently this seems to be happening on the both sides of the aisle, you know. I can see where I would avoid for that, but most stuff I'm pretty much out there.
How do they find you? The media? Do they come to? When are you at City Hall? I mean, you're not there every day, are you?
Yeah, I do. I pretty much go every day, and they got my phone number, like everyone. I do want to tell you before we lose our time something that I'm working on that's really exciting.
Okay.
And this was brought to us by Elliot Davis, obviously. But
oh yeah.
In the county, not the county, but in St. Charles, as the ambulances and police cars are going down the streets, as they get to the lights all turn green in the direction they're going.
Mm-hmm.
That has gotten all the way through. It was perfected last Friday. It goes to E&A, the Board of Estimates and Apportionments, this next week. I'm hoping that by this Friday coming up, that we will actually have this board bill passed, which then it takes a while for them to find the company and get it.
Oh, sure, you know, it would.
But I'm excited about it because, you know, I mean, I've been in an ambulance with getting ready for open heart surgery once they were rushing me to the hospital.
Yeah.
And the one thing you don't want to do is sit at a light or, you know, when you're up around Barnes Hospital and the ambulances can't get around.
And sometimes there's nowhere for the traffic to go because they're sitting at a red light and there's nowhere for them to go. So it's very difficult for the emergency vehicles to maneuver.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, this is coming up Friday along with his vote for the money.
Yeah.
The increase or staying the same.
Well, let me think. Yeah, it should. Hopefully it should come up. Yeah, E&A should be this week, so it should come up this Friday.
Are the meetings, the aldermanic meetings, when are they, the actual?
Well, they're every Friday. They're finally in person. All the committee hearings are still by Zoom, which I disagree with. I think that they should be in person. Because here's my issue with this. We used to go out in the neighborhoods, and we used to have public meetings. And it seems like if you don't have a computer, if you're not computer savvy, if you're not, if you can't afford a computer, you're out.
Good point. Very
good. You know, we need the COVID stuff's over. When you can put a gazillion people in a party room for Christmas parties and whatever, and you see everybody there, quit using COVID as an excuse. Go back to neighborhood public meetings so that people that, you know, are not computer savvy, that can't afford a computer can be part of what's going on.
Very, very good point. Really a good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the video? Do they film or tape?
Yeah, and I do like that. They do tape them. And, of course, you know, a lot of people will play back only segments of what they feel like on Facebook. If they dislike something you said, they won't put anything before or after. Just, you know, they'll just use that part, you know.
Well, how do you watch that? Where can you see?
Well, you know, Greg, where do you watch it? Greg watches
it. I usually, if it is being, like if a committee hearing is being done through Zoom, I would watch it on my computer.
Mm-hmm. But what about the aldermanic meetings? Are they taped in like an STLTV or somewhere?
Yeah, yes.
STLTV.
If you can get STLTV.
There you go.
Whatever system we have, we don't get STLTV.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I guess if you have a computer, you can.
Can maybe on there as well. Boy. Well, the time has gone, Greg. The time has gone, Joe. And where are you headed now? Off to have a big dinner somewhere?
Yeah, home, take a nap.
Take a nap. Yeah, this has been trying for
you. He's going to make some spaghetti with that secret sauce that he won't give you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Goodbye, Greg. Goodbye, Joe. And thank you. This is Johnny Rabbit, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.